Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Let's come back home first to RTE related at least, because while handing down convictions for TV licence prosecutions, an outraged judge has slammed RTE. Speaking before the district court, Judge Anthony Halpin said he was saddened for those who are crippled with the cost of living and have to swallow this unpalatable bill of the licence fee, he said, given that the recent RTE controversy has shown that this source of income is squandered and abused, in the judge's words. For more on this story, we're joined by legal affairs correspondent with the Irish Times, Mary Carolyn. Mary, you're very welcome to the programme. You might take
Thank
me through
Cormac.
Some of what the judge said in court today.
Well, Judge Halpin was dealing with a list of 159 people who were summoned before the TV licence list in the district court and the four courts today over alleged non-payment of the licence fee. That court proceeds very speedily. But before he dealt with the cases in the list, he made some comments from the bench, and they were essentially amounted to a very hard-hitting attack in relation to what has been going on in relation to RTE over the last couple of weeks. And he made a number of very strong comments. He said that personalities and executives who had received what he called unconscionable sums of money should reflect on their position and do the right thing. He also referred to what he called freeloaders in RTE who got loans of cars or received branded cars for free, spouses who were wined and dined and partook of events at the expense of RTE, and others lavish with such generosity. He said they should pay back the euro equivalent to help this financially strapped semi-state body. He said it saddened him that those before the TV licence court, who he said are crippled with the cost of living, have to swallow this unpalatable pill of the licence fee when they see that such a source of statutory income being squandered and abused. But he stressed that the law is the law, that you must have a licence if you have a TV, and that his job was to ensure compliance. And he dealt then with the 159 people, many of whom had not attended, and said he had no choice but to convict those who didn't turn up, but would keep the fine to a minimum. And he imposed fines of €150 with 3 months to pay, plus €100 costs in those 37 cases. Most of the other cases were either adjourned to a later date or struck out for reasons, including a licence, had since been obtained. And many of the people who were in court, there actually was a good-natured atmosphere, and it all progressed at speed. A lot of people turned up and they had got licences in the meantime, so those proceedings were struck out. But the judge made no bones about how he felt. He talked about revelations in relation to RTE rocking the very foundations of the National Public Service broadcaster. Mm-hmm. He referred to Shakespeare's tragedy Hamlet and the line, "There's something rotten in the state of Denmark." And he said that can appropriately be applied to what he called the shenanigans and mischievous activities that have gone on in RTE over the past number of years, of which he knew nothing. He referred to godlike personalities who seem to be above scrutiny. And he said that the elitism and exclusivity shown and demonstrated by what he called the RTE ruling class is anathema to the fundamental principles underpinning the freedom of the press and the trust engendered by independent, professional, honest and responsible national broadcasting service. He was full of praise for the proceedings of the Dáil committees concerning RTE and complimented them for their sterling work. But he referred to the novels Animal Farm and 1984 by George Orwell, noting that those were preoccupied with the way language can be manipulated as an instrument of control. And he said that the shifting positions of people given evidence before the Dáil committees was evidence of this.
Well, there you have it. In a nutshell, in a way, in the judge's comments, you have all of the allegations, all of the excruciating detail that was gone through at the Eireachtas committees over the last number of weeks about RTE and RTE expenditure. And you have also the worries of RTE staff encapsulated in the judge's remarks, aren't you? Because it's a serious worry for staff, and we'll discuss this in just a moment. The funding, the ongoing funding of RTE. Did the judge say anything about how he would deal with cases of this nature in the near future?
No, he didn't. But the indication today was he made it very clear that while he had sympathy for people in the sense of having to pay the licence fee when they see this source of income being what he called squandered and abused, he did stress that the law is the law and that you must have a licence if you have a TV, and that his job was to ensure compliance. And he went through all of the cases in line with the law.
OK, well, legal affairs correspondent with the Irish Times, Mary Carolyn, thank you very much indeed for giving us that update.